pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. This is Pentecost Sunday. We're going to celebrate the pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon the Christian church. This is Acts chapter 2. We didn't read that this morning because that Ezekiel passage is really good. But why is it important that the Holy Spirit be poured out on the Christian church? I don't know. I mean, I frequently forget about the Holy Spirit, right? I mean, we focus a lot on Jesus. We focus a lot on God the Father. We don't think too much about the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit's super important. And we should be praying to the Holy Spirit. We should be praying for the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we can't understand God's word. Without the Holy Spirit, we can't do any kind of kingdom work. Without the Holy Spirit, we're not even Christians. And we'll see that this morning in the gospel reading. I want to talk about for a few minutes about the gospel reading. John, last two verses of John chapter 15 and the first handful of verses in John chapter 16. Why is it important that the Holy Spirit comes? Because it's the plan of God from eternity to do it this way. And this is how Jesus describes it in verses 13 through 15 of chapter 16. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. So the Holy Spirit's not going to speak on his own authority. He's only going to speak what's given him to speak. Now, what is it that's given him to speak? Where is the Holy Spirit getting the things that he's going to do? Verse 14 says, the Holy Spirit will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. Jesus says the Holy Spirit's going to take from me and give it to you. More on that in just a few minutes. Well, what is it that Jesus has that he's giving to the Holy Spirit to give to us? Verse 15 says that. All that belongs to the Father is mine, Jesus says. That's why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. So you have God, the Father, who's the creator of all things, in charge of everything, owns everything. He gives it to Jesus. Jesus gives it to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives it to you. And that's the way that God designed it to work. And if it doesn't work like that, if there's a step missing, then you don't get life and salvation and the forgiveness of sins. And this is why Jesus says back in verse 7, it's a good thing that I'm leaving. Because unless I go, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. So normally you would think being with Jesus is a good thing, right? Well, of course it's a good thing. But Jesus says, it's actually a good thing that I'm leaving you, because if I don't leave, then I don't send the Holy Spirit to you. And if you don't get the Holy Spirit, you don't get salvation. This is God's plan. Now, let's talk for a few minutes about what the Holy Spirit does. Just briefly, we just spent 30 seconds talking about why the Holy Spirit is important, because he connects us to God. What does the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit in John 15 and 16 does three different things. I'm going to point these out to you in the text this morning. First of all, he convicts us of our sin. Second of all, he connects us to Jesus. I've already mentioned that. And third of all, he empowers us for mission. So first of all, the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. Jesus says in verse 8, when he comes, the Holy Spirit will convict the world of guilt in regard to three things: sin, righteousness, and judgment. Sin, because men do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I'm going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. Convict is a word. We sometimes when we think about the Holy Spirit, we think about the word convict. Convict has two different sort of sides to it, right? To convict is a legal term. If you get convicted in a court of law, you're legally guilty of a certain crime. The Holy Spirit convicts you. He says you're guilty. Whether you feel like you're guilty or not, the Holy Spirit convicts you of sin. But we also use the word convict in a psychological sense as well. The Holy Spirit makes us feel guilty. Now, you can choke that out. You can sin so frequently that you quench the Holy Spirit and you can't hear his convicting voice anymore. It doesn't matter. That doesn't mean you're not convicted. You've been convicted in the court of law. The Holy Spirit, if you listen to him, will point that out to you. The reason why he does this is because Jesus says, because men don't believe in me. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin because humans don't believe in Jesus. What does that mean? Well, here's what it means. If you take any one of the sins, think about the sins that you struggle with or the sins that you commit. Whatever that sin is, you think about it right now. Start unpeeling the layers of that sin. And when you get to the center of it, what you will find is disbelief in Jesus. Whatever it is, At the heart of every sin is a lack of willingness to believe the gospel, to believe that Jesus is Lord. Right? So you lose your temper with your spouse frequently. What's behind that? It's not just that, you know, you have anger management problems and you need to learn to breathe deeply and relax yourself. The problem is that you believe that for you to be happy, you have to be in charge of your spouse. And you have forgotten that in order for you to be happy, you have to confess that Jesus is Lord. When you struggle with greed, when you struggle with sexual sin, when you struggle with using your mouth in an inappropriate way, speaking unloving words to people, but behind all of that is a lack of willingness to believe that Jesus is the only thing that can make you happy. Not money, not sex, not power, not having control over other people, not getting your way, none of those things. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin by pointing out to us that you actually don't believe in Jesus. Maybe we all the time mentally know that Jesus is true, but we all the time don't confess him as Lord in actuality in our heart. The Holy Spirit points that out to us. The Holy Spirit also convicts us of righteousness because Jesus has gone to the Father and you see him no more. Now, what does this mean? I've actually changed my mind on this. I used to think that the Holy Spirit showed us righteousness. But I think what this means by what Jesus is saying is that the Holy Spirit convicts us of our false righteousness. Now, what Jesus did, Jesus spent a lot of time in his ministry telling people, look, you think that you're righteous and you think that you're good to go because you're a Jew or because you're a Pharisee or because you tithe your herbs that you cook with. You think that you're good to go, but that's actually false righteousness. That's not the true righteousness that the Father gives you. We do this all the time. You know, we think, I'm good to go, you know. God's happy with me. I'm a Luther. I'm baptized. I've been a member of this church. I come here quite frequently and attend here. I join organizations whenever I can. You know, I go to men's ministry or I join LWML. And somehow we assume that that is like righteousness. And Jesus says, or the Holy Spirit, Jesus through the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to convict you of that false righteousness. I'm going to do it because I'm not here anymore. I'm going to send my Holy Spirit to convict not just a Pharisee that Jesus is talking to, but every single human being whom the Holy Spirit chooses to convict. Also convicts us of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. And I think what he means there is that we all have bad judgment. We all judge things on the basis of worldly standards. We all assume that power is important. We all assume that ultimate pleasure comes in food or in sex or in drink or in relaxation. These are bad judgments. This is not the way that God has designed his world to work. In God's world, weakness is power. In God's world, service is strength. In God's world, the cross is the ultimate importance. It's bad judgment when we don't recognize these. And it's the Holy Spirit who convicts us of these sins. So first of all, the Holy Spirit convicts us of sins. But second of all, like I mentioned earlier, the Holy Spirit brings us Jesus. This is what he says about this. Last verse, or the first verse of the text that Pastor Adel read, when the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me, Jesus says. Main job of the Holy Spirit is to testify about Jesus. The Holy Spirit brings Jesus to you once more down in verse 14. He will bring glory to me, Jesus says, by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. Why are you a Christian if you're a Christian? Is it because you're smart or is it because you're dumb? No, it's none of these things. It's because the Holy Spirit has opened your eyes to the glory of Jesus Christ. If you're not a believer in here, why is it that you're not a believer? It's because you're still blinded to the truth that the heart of the universe is the death of the Son of God and the resurrection of the Son of God. The Holy Spirit has not yet opened your mind to that. What if you're not a believer, but you're kind of toying around with it in your head, thinking, you know what, this is kind of interesting. I need to think about this. I'm kind of maybe a little bit emotionally engaged with this, or I'm just sort of intellectually intrigued. That, my friend, is the Holy Spirit telling you that Jesus is Lord. Don't squash that. Listen to him. Pray and ask him to speak louder to you. Open up your Bible and allow him to speak to you, because it's the Holy Spirit who brings you to faith. Nobody comes to Jesus. The Holy Spirit brings Jesus to us. You don't decide to come to faith. It's the Holy Spirit who works in your mind and say, oh, you know what? That Jesus thing makes a lot of sense. That's the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit's main job, and the number two thing I'm trying to point out this morning, is that the Holy Spirit brings Jesus to us. And then third, the Holy Spirit empowers us for mission. Look at what Jesus says back there in verses 26 and 27 of chapter 15. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, He will testify about me. The Holy Spirit is going to testify about Jesus. Now, this is what Jesus is going to make with that. So, you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. He tells the disciples, the Holy Spirit's going to testify about me. You also must testify about me. You have the Holy Spirit. You have me. You're going to have to speak about me. Now, a lot of times, you know, we're all Americans. We're all at heart more or less capitalists. We all believe in this sort of consumerist view of culture and society. You don't buy soda unless you think the soda's tasty, right? You don't go on vacation to a certain spot unless it's an enjoyable spot to go to. You don't come to a church unless you're getting something out of it. And so we just assume, wrongly, that the whole point of this, what's happening here, is that so you can feel forgiveness of sins, or that you can feel better about yourself, or you can have the peace and comfort that comes with knowing Jesus. I'm not saying that that's not true. I hope that you have peace and comfort. I hope that you know that your sins are forgiven in Christ. But if that's all that it is to you, then you're missing the main point of what's happening here, which is that you're being fueled for mission. You're not coming here just for your own personal benefit, but you're coming here because Jesus wants to own the whole world. And he's chosen you guys to save and to become his agents to bring his kingdom everywhere. This is an impossible task to convert other people, and you know this is. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit taking from what is Jesus is, and filtering it through you, making you a conduit to bring it to others, this world can become saved for Jesus. Because this is what the Holy Spirit does. He convicts you of sin because you need to be saved. He brings Jesus to you to actually save you, and then he fills you with the Holy Spirit to empower you to cover Collinsville with the salvation of Jesus Christ. Amen.